Hello and welcome. This file is called the Mind Control Memeplex, and it will basically make you more susceptible to all hypnosis and more interested in everything mind control. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a caller. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature. And just know that it's around your neck. And now, just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. It's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18. You drift down. They pull you in. They take more and more control. You can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17. It's freedom limited more and more. It's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16. As I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15. And it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14. Because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13. Because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12. Just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11. As you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10. As I pull you closer in. 9. You feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8. The leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7. And even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6. That's right. You feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5. As you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4. Fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3. So heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2. And you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1. The last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0. I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep, so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time, time to talk about the mind control memeplex. That's right. Now before we really begin, let's talk about what a meme is for a little bit. A meme is an idea, a behavior or style that spreads from person to person. A meme can carry ideas, symbols, practices, beliefs or behaviors, and can be transmitted from one mind to another through writing, speech, rituals, art, what have you. Of course, like everything cultural, memes evolve. They can die off if they're too boring. Maybe a successful meme lives on. We all know the memes on the internet, where we use the word meme every day, how the successful ones spread further and further, and they mutate, they evolve, and some die off, while others survive and spread and replicate, spreading everywhere, and everyone knows them. And I'm sure you've experienced these kind of memes. You've experienced how they spread, just like a virus, how they evolve, how they stick in your mind, no matter what you do. That's right. And a memeplex is a complex collection of memes, usually within a culture, that have a strong synergistic effect compared to the individual memes. They work together, achieving much, much more influence over us. That's right. And you are controlled by the mind control memeplex. Or you might not know it yet, but you are. And you were long before you started to listen to this file. That's right. Because think about the mind control memeplex. And I'm sure you are surfing the internet, learning about it, letting it infect your mind. Maybe you're looking at hypnosis or mind control captions. Maybe you're looking at tumblers. Maybe you're just listening to audio files. Whatever you do, you are actively scouring the internet for more hypnosis and mind control memes. And I'm sure every now and then one of them infects you. One of them just pushes the right buttons for you. And you fantasize about it. You dream about it. You want to experience it. Or you desire to experience it. If it's more fantasy. That's right. And just think about how big and how active the scene is. How many people make captions? How many people have tumblers, have homepages, blogs, make files? What have you not? They all work on it. And they all pick up on the memes. The memes live in all their minds, even in mine. And every day they evolve. The less effective memes die off or mutate, become more effective, become more inviting, more alluring, more arousing. It doesn't matter if you're looking at a file and think, wow, I want to listen to this. Or if you're looking at a caption, or maybe someone describing their trans experiences. Whenever you think, wow, that's hot, whenever it pushes your buttons just right, you know that you have been infected by another meme. Your mind control memeplex is growing. And just think about what you are doing right now. You yourself went out there, went searching for a file, looking for a file just like this one, a file that is going to control you, because you want to experience it. Because you know you have been infected by the mind control memeplex. And why are you doing it? Why are you listening to this file right now? It's because you want to be controlled. You want to experience it. Because all the mind control and hypnosis memes are in your head, driving you to seek out a file like this, because you want to experience the control, because you are controlled by the mind control memeplex. That's right. And you know that every time you listen to a file, every time you look at any hypnosis or mind control themed site, every time you're talking about hypnosis or mind control with anyone, even every time you produce any hypnosis or mind control themed content, the meme is growing inside your head, is growing stronger. That's right. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't unthink the thoughts you have thought. You can't unknow the memes you know. They are in your mind and they have control over you. You are influenced by your desire to be controlled. You are controlled by your desire to be controlled. And right now, it pushed you to listen to a file that will deepen the control even more. You are adding another meme to your mind control memeplex. You are making it stronger. But then, this file is doing a little bit more. It makes you aware that you are controlled by your desire to be controlled. That's right. And once you are aware, you are helpless to think about it. And just thinking about it will make the memeplex stronger and stronger. Will make it easier and easier for you to be controlled. And it's just a question of time until the memeplex, until your desire to be controlled is running away on its own. Just think about it. You are putting so much thought, so much energy into it. You are searching the internet for new files, new captions, new stories, new memes to make the memeplex stronger and stronger. You're actively investing energy to make it stronger. And I'm pretty sure as soon as you're back from this trance, you will think about it. And maybe you're just thinking it is silly that you are in control, that just some thoughts in your mind couldn't make you more suggestible. And that's okay, because your subconscious mind knows why you are here, why you are listening to this file, why you have this desire to be controlled, why you invest energy and time and work into the meme, into making it stronger, why you have this fascination about hypnosis, about mind control. That's right. And because your subconscious mind knows, all the little memes will make you more and more suggestible. That's right. These things are living in your head. And you know that every time you think about it, every time you spend energy on it, every time you find new memes, every time you talk about it, you will simply become more and more suggestible, because the mind control memeplex will be growing inside of your mind with every file, with every caption, with every Tumblr, with every text, with every conversation, even with every thought about it. You will become more and more suggestible. It will be easier and easier to be controlled, because you know you are already controlled. The mind control memeplex is already in your mind. It's living in your mind. Like a virus. Actually, exactly like a computer virus. Some seemingly innocuous information that has a strong effect. And you know that some of these memes have a strong effect on you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here right now, listening to a file that makes you more suggestible. And maybe you will even think about it quite a lot the next few days. Maybe you're thinking back to how it started. The first fantasies, the first memes. Maybe it was something relatively innocent. Hypnosis or mind control in a movie or in a book. Maybe even while you were quite young, that fascinated you. And then you looked for it. You looked for it on the internet because you were already controlled by it, even though you never realized it. The meme was already in your mind, already controlling you, influencing you. And because you know you're already controlled, it will be much more easier in the future to let other memes take control of you, to let any hypnosis have control over you, to become more suggestible. That's right. And now it's already time. Time to wake back up so you can think about it and make the memeplex even stronger. You already know that even if you tell yourself that it's silly, you are controlled and the control is growing. Now I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, waking up further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, your muscles build up tension again as you completely wake up. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. You can contact me via my site and write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.